so tonight. Oh, my God.
I don't have a uterus.
We said would reveal that.
Yeah.
Okay, who died? Who could it be?
I know. I'm like, what is he doing? And he's just shaking his head.
The Cowboys signed DeAndre Hopkins.
Michael Block already finished.
So
it be that.
Is factual that Dave does not, in fact, have a uterus or uteri for that matter.
But I was able to successfully reabsorb my urine into my kidneys through my bladder wall.
Oh, good. So tonight, you are going to do your 80s prom.
Yes, this is Ticket 80s Prom Volume 4.
Okay.
This began in the Pandy in 2020. It was twofold. One, because all of the kids that graduated as the class of 2020 didn't get a graduation, didn't get a prom.
So weird.
And so I thought it would be fun to have a virtual prom, and because I am Old Waver, Gen X Davey, it had to be an 80s-themed prom.
Right.
And then the second reason was I didn't have a full-time job on the station at that time, and I needed some way to stay relevant.
Well, it's a good idea. It was a lot of fun, and it has been a lot of fun. How many times have you done that since then? Is this going to be the fourth? Okay.
Yes.
So it's
As I just said.
And one comment that I would like to make about that.
The fourth time, by the way.
is that I have a strict policy that I don't repeat myself. So if I played it in one of the previous editions of Ticket 80s Prom, I'm not going to play it tonight. So it's getting a little bit more difficult to put these together after you kind of cherry pick the cream of the crop, the very top of the pops of the 80s. But I have a really, really nice set. I have 55 songs in this playlist, and I'm going to try and maybe play them all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll start at 9, and we're just going to see how long
can you go to whenever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So on the prom front, I don't know how you guys, what you thought of your high school prom, if you even went to your high school prom.
I didn't go because it was the same weekend that we had one-act play in Austin. Mm-hmm. We were in the state finals of one-act play, bro.
What a nerd.
I know.
Did you go to yours?
No, I never went. I didn't have a girlfriend in high school.
Well, you didn't go with a bunch of guys.
Nerd.
Yeah. You didn't go with a bunch of dudes?
No, my junior year, juniors and seniors were the only ones that were allowed to go. I don't know if that's the standard rule.
Yeah.
Junior year, a lot of us didn't go. And then by our senior year, most of my buddies had girlfriends, so they kind of went and did their thing. And I just...
So there wasn't anybody to go stag with.
No, it just really wasn't. I don't know. It didn't appeal to me at the time. And so I really only know prom through movies.
How big was your senior class?
My class was 252.
Okay, so it wasn't huge
was
prom
average.
Anyway.
No, yeah. I think they rented out a ballroom in Dallas or something. I don't really.
Ty, did you go?
No, you know, we moved to Kansas City right before my senior year. That was the worst year of my entire life to that point.
Oh, nerd!
But in fact, you know what? I did have
we're just ramping up the nerd quotient.
Yes. I did have a girl that I worked with that also went to high school with me. We worked at Pizza Hut together, and she asked me to the prom, and I said, I don't think so. And my mom was so mad at me that I didn't go.
Why did you say no?
Because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. She was cute, but I went into her, so I was like, thanks anyway.
He had so many
weren't big enough.
Yeah, had so many chicks in Canada that he was
had to go home and read my Playboy.
You're not into Star Wars, so there's no way.
Yeah.
All right, Ham, did you go?
Shockingly, yes.
Okay, all right.
I just asked a friend that I knew to go with me, and she agreed for whatever reason.
How much did you weigh then?
Shockingly, about 90 pounds.
Did you have to rent a little boy's tuxedo?
No, and I didn't have to put any weights in my shoes, so I didn't blow off whenever the wind came or anything like that. No. She was shockingly also skinnier than I was, too.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
That is wild. So, yeah, I went, and my sister...
You were king of the prom. Mm-hmm.
No big deal. No. My date was, she was a friend, and she was awesome and is awesome. She wanted to be a doctor. Blew that one, too. So but you know, went with a bunch of friends, did the whole stereotypical getting a limo and all that crap, and my sister at the time was 2 years older, and still is, oddly enough, 2 years older. That's how time works. And so we were like, all right. So she's, you know, out, or sophomore in college or whatever, and she had a fake ID, and we're like, you got to buy us all the beer and stuff. So at the time, when I'm a senior, I was drinking, not a ton, but I drank, like everybody else that age, I drank beer. That's it. Just beer. That's all you, cared about. That's all you wanted was beer.
Beer.
I never thought about drinking liquor or anything else.
No Boone's Farm for you?
Well, that's where I'm headed.
Oh, okay.
So...
Is this we give my sister
like we give my sister no we give my sister like $50 or whatever it was, and she her job was to go get all the liquor for it was three of us and our dates or beer or whatever, and then she had to secretly put it in the limo when the limo pulled into our driveway.
Wow, okay? This is like a super bad operation.
It kind of was, and I don't even know how upset my parents would have been if they would have seen her do it, but I didn't want them to. It's weird. Nowadays, I'd be like, yeah, you know, if you guys are going to do this, just be sure and do it around us, you know, and don't drive home. And like, all, it's so different. The world is so different now. But so she did that. And so it was awesome. We get in there and there's all this beer that's like on coolers and stuff. And then there are Bartles and James.
Yeah.
Which and I don't
for,
think.
And, yeah. For kids who don't know. These were huge late 80s, early 90s, and it was the first wine cooler.
Yes. Yeah. And do they exist?
No. No. It's like Zima or...
Right.
Or like seltzers now, like White Claws. It's basic,
exactly.
It's basically the same thing, but three generations ago.
Yeah. So we start... heading out, and we were at the Anatole in Dallas. That's where the prom was for Lamar High School.
Nice.
So we drive. I think we went to like a pre-party or something somewhere.
Pre.
And then we head on out.
Pre.
And I was like, man, I've never had one of these Bartles and James. Now, look, I could drink at that point. I probably could knock back five or six beers and be fine. But I had like three of those Bartles and James things.
Yeah.
And I drank them pretty quickly on the way to the prom. And they were, I remember them tasting terrible, and I've never had anything like that since. Nothing.
Were they 5% alcohol?
I don't even know what they were.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But they were strong enough to where, as we walk into the prom and we sit down, and our teachers are there and coaches and all that crap, you know, and we sit down and I start feeling sick. Mm. And I hadn't gotten sick being drunk maybe once before, I think. Like, maybe the first time I ever drank, I got sick. But I could feel it coming on, and I'm like, oh, my God. And so I get up off the table, and or from the table, not off the table.
Wow.
I was already laying on the table. So I start walking toward what I thought were the bathrooms, but they weren't. And I see all I see down this hallway is an exit sign. And double doors. And I plow through the double doors and run around the corner and just vomit everywhere. Well, I learned very quickly that I was on the roof of the Anatole.
So the ballroom was up, like the penthouse ballroom.
Yeah, it was high up. And so I threw up and I'm like, oh, God, and I felt so bad. And then I was like, I'm going to take a little nappy while I'm up here.
Oh, yeah.
And I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God, what time is it? Like, how long have I been out here? And I kind of ran back in there, you know.
Because you're not wearing a watch, and this is well before phones.
Yeah, I had no
idea.
Was
the sun up?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like the hangover.
It was the next night.
I'd slept for 26 hours.
The Martin prom is there that day.
So I open the door, and I start walking in, and I look down. I'm wearing a white tux, and I had puke all over, like, the left side of it. I'm like, what are you, idiot! So I took the jacket off, as you would,
nice,
and just jacket chucked off. It. And I walk in there, and I see a couple of my friends, and they're like, dude, where have you been? The whole prom was looking for me. everyone. Like, where did you... We thought that you were dead, like jumped off the top of the building or something like that. No one thought to go out to that exit sign to find me at the on top of the roof. I'd been out there for about an hour and a half. So not too long, but that...
Long enough for people to grow
concerned. Like, to my date... Like, where is he?
Yeah. Did he ditch me already?
Huh? Were your parents aware of this? Did they call home? And
say, No.
We can't find Corby.
Oh, God. That would have been so par for the course back then. What do you mean you can't find him? He's at the prom. No, not anymore.
What's next, Corby?
He had three wine coolers and took off.
It was probably three wine coolers and three beers.
Okay.
So,
what's your favorite Corby? What is your favorite Corby?
It was the combination of all of that that sent me spiraling. But I made because they didn't see the puke stain on my jacket because I'd taken it off, you know. And I was like, oh, I got lost. And I told my friends because the teachers were looking too. So I had to make up a story. And I actually sobered up while I was out there. I was okay when I came back in. It wasn't horrible. And so, yeah, I made up this weird story of getting lost downstairs and couldn't find it. And then I was tired and sat down in a chair and, you know, all this crap. I don't think they believed any of it. But, dude, it was very, very interesting. And then I didn't drink the rest of the night. And then we went all night. We stayed out all night long. There was after parties. I stayed sober. I was scared to death to even have a sip of anything. I remember going back and to somebody's house, and they had, like, the Life's Rich Pageant, the REM album, on vinyl. And so I got control of the record player and was playing all the music and stuff. And it was, I mean, outside of the 2 hours where things went completely haywire and I almost walked off the Anatole building, it was really a fun night.
Do you think that if you had, that there would be a plaque there now?
There should be.
Yeah, we need to go back.
Yeah.
Same location.
Yeah, we need to do the Corby Prom Trail of Tears.
Yeah, right. I also made sure that, because I was so disgusted that I'd thrown up, that I got nowhere near my prom date. I was just like, you know what? You want none of this.
Holy crap, baby.
I want none of you. I was just, she was kind of a friend anyway. It was not like that we were lovers or anything like that.
Only my mouth threw up. Got somewhere else for
What's
you.
Up, bro?
Hey, bro.
Oh, God. But, yeah, that was 80s prom, 1988. Yeah, 88.
That's
awesome. 88 prom.
None of these girls were even half alive then.
No. Half alive.
No, their parents were barely alive in 1988.
All
right.
Good stuff, Corby.
There is some good prom talk. Ham, you didn't have a similar experience?
No, only that beforehand we went to go eat Thai food because my friend's vegan, so I had to try to... figure out what to eat. And that was about it.
90-pound ham eating Thai food.
What did you eat?
I think I just got noodles with chicken with no seasoning.
You found chicken nuggets somewhere.
Yeah. They're like, no seasoning? I'm like, none.
Noodles with chicken and no seasoning.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah. There's chicken everywhere, Ham. There's chicken everywhere.